From unsolved mysteries to unexplained phenomena, from comedy gold to relationship fails, Amazon Music's got the most ad-free top podcasts. Included with Prime. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Department of Rejected Dreams. If you had a dream rejected, IKEA can make it possible.
So I always dreamed of having a man cave.
But the wife doesn't like it.
What if I called it a woman cave?
Okay, so let's not do that, but add some relaxing lighting and a comfy IKEA Hofburg ottoman, and now it's a cozy retreat.
Nice, a cozy retreat. Man cozy retreat.
Sir, okay.
Find your big dreams, small dreams, and cozy retreat dreams in-store or online at IKEA.us. Dream the possibilities.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Mary O'Rourke, the former Minister for Education, former Fianna Fáil TD, former Deputy Party Leader, has passed away at the age of 87. A woman so well known to so many people that her own Henry McKean has been getting reaction to her passing.
You met the late Mary O'Rourke
over the years. I met her in Kilkenny one time. We went down to see the Everly Brothers down there at a concert, and she was sitting behind us and we were having a great laugh with her. My other two friends, who's died as well since.
And she broke through, one of the first females to have a very senior ministerial position, Minister for Transport, Minister for Education, and many other portfolios. A life in public office, is it worth it?
Of course it is.
I just remember her from talk shows on the radio. And I just thought
she did have quite a big public persona.
Yeah, I think she did. Yeah, I thought she was on a lot of television shows, and I just thought she spoke a lot of sense, common sense.
You remember her afterwards, after her retirement?
Yes. Yeah, I thought she spoke a lot of sense, and I liked her.
Well, Mary O'Rourke, her politics wouldn't have been, I wouldn't have certainly shared them, but as a character, she was an absolute hilarious woman. She lived a life, and she was fantastic, you know, and I would have admired her. But
you loved her personality, but not her politics?
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. But she was a character, and sorry to hear now, she's a loss.
So what did you think of her impact on females in politics?
Well, she seemed to have done a good job because she lasted an awful long time. A school teacher, I believe.
I always found her very pleasant, to say the least. I used to meet her down around the Hudson Bay when I lived in that area at one stage. An absolutely lovely, lovely person, friendly, a great character altogether, great fun, and very, very friendly.
Yeah, that was Henry McKean speaking to people, their own memories of Mary O'Rourke, who's passed away at the age of 87. Mandy Johnson, presenter of Taking Stock here in News Talk with me. Mandy, you would have known Mary well.
Yeah, Kieran, I knew Mary very, very well, and my sympathies to her family, Fergal and Angus and her grandchildren. They must be very sad today. I knew Mary. I came into Leinster House in 1995 and Mary had just become deputy leader of Fianna Fáil at the time.
Yeah, I think the first year I was involved.
Oh, no, sorry, I don't know what that was. There's something else, go on.
Oh, no. So she was deputy leader of the party in 2004. And, you know, she was incredibly supportive of young women throughout her career. And she took a great interest in me and she helped me tremendously in my own career. And I think the thing that you kind of forget about Mary O'Rourke, and I know people have spoken all day about her cabinet positions and how important they were and how ahead of her time she was, but she was a really strong voice at cabinet and she was a really strong presence in politics, and she wasn't a woman who was making up the numbers and, you know, put in as a quota on a cabinet. She was there, she was present, she was a player, and she was really very ingrained in her departments. And whilst I knew her, she gave 110% all the time. She also, you know, her husband, husband Enda, who was part of her sort of political operation, if you like, was a tremendous advisor to her throughout her career, and he would have had a huge presence in her life even when she was minister. But I will remember her for being a strong advocate for women in politics, for women in general, someone who supported women greatly. But I never really thought of her as a woman in politics. She was just a great politician and she should be remembered for that.
It's funny though, you know, the Mammy O'Rourke thing as well. And partly that's maybe because there were so few women involved when she came along. But I think as well, it was a bit of the way she had about her.
Yeah.
And it was kind of, it was a very disarming, even when she was being kind of particularly blunt about something, yeah, which she was wont to do.
Yeah.
She kind of could do it in a disarming way. And I think that was the kind of the Mammy O'Rourke thing, was it?
And she had the measure of the men. Like, she knew exactly how to deal with them. And I suppose sometimes she could elevate herself by playing into that character of the Mammy, if you like. And people refer to her openly in the party as the Mammy. And I think it was more sort of... She had been a teacher, of course, in a previous career, and that would have lent itself to her being a person who kind of guided people along, you know. But she wasn't a backseat passenger in politics. She wasn't there to make up the numbers. She was a really strong voice around cabinet. And I think that's something that you forget about politics now. I know we've got lots of quotas, and I agree with them. You have to have them. You've got to get better representation. But she was a strong voice. She was a player. And also, I think her representation of the Midlands. She was from Athlone. She was very proud of it. I'm from the Midlands myself, and she never stopped fighting for those areas, you know. And I could tell you a million stories about how funny she was and fun she was to be around. But what I will remember her most for is the tremendous support that she gave to many women in politics. And even after she left, I know she was somebody who was deeply involved in Fianna Fáil still, and all political parties, to try and give advice to people who wanted to get into politics, particularly women.
Yeah, she was very, very open to the media, and I know to people as well, young people who just kind of reached out and wanted to talk to her, maybe for kind of college projects or whatever happened to be. I know plenty of them who spoke to Mary.
She did, and you mentioned the media there. She loved the media. She absolutely loved being part of it. If she hadn't been a politician, I'd say she would have been a journalist or something. She absolutely knew how to work it for herself.
Yeah.
And she was probably the best politician I have met in understanding how to leverage the media for herself. And she played the game really well, and she loved being part of it and involved in it. And she never stopped, actually. I was in close contact with her throughout COVID, because she was, you know, one of those people who were on their own. She, of course, had her family coming and going, and carers and what have you. But she wanted to talk politics 24/7, and if you let her, she would.
Yeah, listen, she'd be sadly missed by lots of people. Her family first and foremost, though, so you're right to remember them and extend your sympathies. Mandy, listen, thanks a million for joining us. Mandy Johnson, presenter of Taking Stock here in News Talk.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
The biggest homeowner mistakes. Do-it-yourself lumberjack. Better leave it to the pros. Doing your own electrical work? The results could be shocking, but letting just anyone replace your windows, biggest mistake ever. Be a happy homeowner and leave window replacement to the best. The certified master installers at Renewal by Andersen. For a limited time, buy one window or door and get the second 40% off, plus $200 off your entire purchase with special financing. Minimum purchase of 4. Visit renewalbyandersen.com today for this great offer.